This is Brian Cambrio with news for the KVNF listening area and the Western Slope, Monday, September 23, 2013. U.S. Forest Service authorities said Friday they were investigating what they called a significant marijuana patch found earlier this month in the White River National Forest. Crews reportedly began removing the plants from the Hayes Creek area 2 miles south of Redstone on Friday. A source close to the operation, but who wishes to remain anonymous, said thousands of plants had been removed. According to the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent, no suspected growers had been identified as of Friday, and there weren't any arrests. The Pitkin County Sheriff's Office said a father and son hiking in the area found the crop 2 weeks ago. The U.S. House passed Colorado Representative Scott Tipton's Healthy Forest Management and Wildfire Act on Friday. The Durango Herald reports the bill hopes to reduce wildfires by creating a healthy forest management plan. According to the Herald, the bill will allow states to overlook some environmental reviews in order to increase logging opportunities. It also speeds up the approval process for forest thinning projects in areas at high risk for wildfires. The bill's passage comes after a decline in the state's mining and logging industry last year. And the Post-Independent also reports two Glenwood-area former oil and gas industry employees are hoping to file a class action lawsuit against the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, claiming the commission is unconstitutional. The two submitted a notice of intent for the suit to the state attorney general on Friday. The challenge would be a class action suit against Governor John Hickenlooper. In it, Carl McWilliams and activist Anita Sherman will claim the statutes creating the commission violate both the state and U.S. constitutions. The draft language of the suit also claims a 1992 ruling from the state Supreme Court violated constitutional law. In that case, the state stopped the city of Greeley from preventing oil and gas exploration within its limits, even though Greeley voters approved a ban on the industry. The suit from McWilliams and Sherman claims that ruling violated citizens' rights to vote on issues affecting their communities and put the interests of the industry above those of citizens. An official from the governor's office told state lawmakers on Friday that Governor Hickenlooper wants the state to foot some of the bill to help communities recover from the recent flooding. As Benta Berkland reports, the final price tag is still unknown.
It's been more than a week since massive floods hit parts of Colorado's Front Range and foothills. State officials say they're moving beyond the rescue phase.
Recovery is still happening, but certainly de-escalating.
That's Roxanne White, Governor Hickenlooper's chief of staff. Next up is the cost. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is providing aid, and the agency requires a 25% local match.
FEMA believes from their experience that if everybody has skin in the game, everybody spends more time worrying about costs, everybody's at the table, everybody continues to come to the table in a very real way.
But White says counties and cities can't afford to pay their portion of the costs because the scope of damages is so great. She's proposing the state pay half of the local share. Governor Hickenlooper recently noted the state budget has a healthy reserve.
We're planning it to be used for the next recession or for an unforeseen disaster. So I'm from a much more conservative school. I don't know what we're going to see next year, right? To go say that we're going to use, you know, even a third of our reserve on this one disaster, let's see what the needs are.
Hickenlooper also says he wants to be fair to victims of previous disasters who didn't receive state aid. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Vice President Joseph Biden is set to appear with Governor John Hickenlooper in Greeley today, along with FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate. Biden is expected to view damage from the area's recent flooding and to survey recovery efforts. The three are set to speak to the public in the afternoon. Trans Mountain diversions that feed water to eastern Colorado from the western slope were closed after the recent heavy floods. But as the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports, that still doesn't mean western Colorado will see water storage increases this year. Spokesman Chris Treese for the State River Water Conservation District said Western water managers, quote, never count on rain to boost storage, adding that rains usually only maintain storage by easing water demands. The district says Lake Powell's water level rose about 2 feet since the storm, about 1% of the lake's capacity. Still, Treese says water storage along the western slope is about where it would have been for the end of the summer. According to the Daily Sentinel, water managers shut off the Roberts, Moffett, and Adams diversion tunnels after the floods, hoping to decrease flood damage in the Big Thompson Canyon. Over an inch of rain fell in a short period of time yesterday afternoon over portions of the West End, western San Miguel, and Montrose counties, with isolated areas of flash flooding reported. In Durango, golf ball-sized hail was reported, and numerous roadways flooded during the peak of the storm. Also, yesterday afternoon, heavy rain put a damper on a road rally of antique Rolls-Royce autos as they made their lunch stop here in Hotchkiss. About 20 owners and passengers scrambled to cover the interiors of their open cars during the most intense rainfall before finally giving up and donning their rain gear and heading east over McClure Pass in heavy rain. And meanwhile, this morning, snow is falling over the high country of Colorado, with traffic cameras showing snow-packed and slushy roads over Vail Pass and the Eisenhower Tunnel at this time. Denver Broncos star Von Miller is again making headlines after revelations that he tried to cover up his violation of the NFL's drug policy. The NFL told Miller in May that he would be suspended for 4 games as punishment, but as the Denver Post reports, the league later discovered that a Miami-based specimen collector allowed Miller to use another person's urine sample during a drug test. ESPN reported that collector has been fired. Meanwhile, the NFL has suspended Miller for 2 additional games. This concludes this morning's newscast. For KVNF News, this is Brian Cambria. Good day.